Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight? Two-night finale. How are you holding up?
I can't believe we did it. We made it through another season.
We did it. And this was a very unconventional season.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Oh, my goodness. We have a lot of people listening that didn't tune in, so they're counting on us to fill them in on what happened. We've had people telling us that they read the spoilers and knew something was happening weird at the end, but not quite sure how it all played out. So there's a lot on the line. I'm recapping this.
I forgot to go read the spoilers to see what they said was going to happen. So maybe that'll be my bedtime reading tonight.
Yeah, that's always kind of fun to go back. I haven't really looked either, but I know that Colton was on Caitlin Bristow's podcast being like, oh, and they got it wrong. But I think it was probably just like minor details because it seemed like people were aware that something weird was going to happen. I'm really glad that we didn't find out because I don't know if we would have been able to stay. Stay focused on this season if we did.
I was genuinely surprised at what happened in this finale. And for those who weren't listening, Cassie and Colton are together. Who knew?
Together, not engaged. But the big line that they liked saying a lot was that at one point on this season, there were no women. There were zero.
Yeah. So let's get into that. Where did we finish off from last week? I truly can't remember what we're doing or what's going on.
Yeah. So last night, the cliffhanger was the fence jump. So we start off on Monday with the fence jump aftermath. And not only did we have zero women, we had zero bachelors because Colton was nowhere to be found. How worried were you seeing that we saw not that women?
Yeah, we kind of knew he would show up eventually. So they kind of chased him down the street. They found him not that far. It was all fine. They brought him back. He was upset. Is there anything else to say about that?
I mean, Chris was a little frazzled, have to say. He was about ready to call the police, which I would have loved to see the Portuguese police show up. Like,
I don't care about any of this.
He is an adult man that doesn't want to be on your show anymore. They find him. It sounds like, from what I've gathered, that Colton kind of hid out for a little bit. Like, I don't think he traveled that far. He maybe just ducked away because it was dark out and then reappeared and let them, you know, take him back in the car because he just had his wallet on him. He couldn't really make any phone calls, get too far. And it was seemed like pretty much countryside where they were. And the producers pull him in. We get a lot of that breaking of the fourth wall, seeing some people that we've never seen before. And then sort of talk him back onto figuring out what he wants to do. And then Chris meets with him the next morning. And he decides, I don't know, was it clear what he was going to do from that conversation, do you think?
Was it clear from that conversation? I think it was clear that he was going to break up with the other two women. It didn't really seem like, I thought maybe he would just go on the date with Hannah. Maybe, but if I had to guess, I would have said he was going to break up with both of them.
Yeah, I think Chris was trying to steer him that way. Obviously, it's in his best interest to keep the show going. Just sort of talked him through his heartbreak. I did like where Chris was like, what if she's just not that into you? Because Colton was saying, no, I trust my gut. And she's just really upset about the other two women being here. And I don't think Jesse's saying that at all.
Yeah, because at no point did I ever hear her express, like, I'm upset that there's two other women here. It was more like, there's other women here that are interested in having what you're interested in having. Like, it was more along those lines than, like, there's other women here and I can't deal with that. Interesting. I can't say that would be my method of doing this. But if Colton's happy now, so I guess that's that.
Right. It's hard not to be results oriented, because watching it, it was just very cringe to me that he was just so hell bent on chasing Cassie no matter what.
Yeah.
Not that it's a good idea to string the other women along. So.
No, I think he made the right decision in breaking up with the other women if he was truly only interested in Cassie. Mm-hmm. But pursuing Cassie, I truly did not believe that when we got to the after the final rose that they'd still be together.
Right. I didn't either. Especially even seeing when, I mean, jumping ahead, but when he shows up at her door, didn't seem that enthused at that point either, initially. So yes, how did we get here? So first he goes to Tayshia, and I think she, you know, if the Bachelor shows up at your door, you kind of know at this stage it's not great news.
Yeah.
And we talked
last week. She kind of realized that.
Yeah, we talked last week that he didn't even like look back at her when he was walking away from their fantasy suite. So I think she was probably mentally prepared, but probably not at that stage of it.
Mm-hmm.
This was an interesting one because she asked to go off camera and Colton was really the inconsolable one. Did you think that was more situational about Cassie or really feeling bad about breaking up with Tayshia?
I think both. He was probably super tired, didn't sleep, running a little high in emotion.
Good point.
Genuinely liked Tayshia. Genuinely likes Hannah, knowing he's going to have to go break up with her later.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the move of being like, can we go off camera? And then both of them just like look into the camera. Oh, there was a lot of fourth wall breaking this episode. And I wonder if The Bachelor is going to overdo it at some point where it's the breaking of the fourth wall for me. Why I like it is because it adds a little bit more reality into this reality show. It's like, okay, like we can see that there's cameras there. We know that this is for television. And then so if we're seeing more and more of the fourth wall breaking, is it going to become like a sub show?
Yeah, it becomes the new Unreal, the real Unreal. Yeah, it's interesting because I agree. I like to see it, but it could get a little much if like next season we're seeing Hannah B getting, you know, cues or something told like, okay, let's do it over.
Like we shouldn't be knowing the names of everyone who works on production.
Right. Yeah. And Chris Harrison even name dropped one of them later on. Like, oh, the sound guy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So that was interesting. But they go behind closed doors. Of course, they're mic'd so we can hear everything they're saying. Yes. So we still have content. And another interesting thing is that Colton decides to go right out and say, like, I'm in love with Cassie. What did you think of that move?
Oh, I hated it. Oh, I hated that move. I like being honest. It's just too like, I like the move of being like, I'm just farther along with someone else. Right. I don't love the move of, you know, that girl you told me to watch out for. Well, I love her more than I love you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go hang out with her now. That's a little crushing. And I don't know. It's just, it's a little too honest almost. It's like, I don't know, maybe if she asked like, okay, well, is it Hannah or is it Cassie? That answer. But I don't think you need to say, Tayshia, I am in love with someone else. That someone is Cassie. You know her. You've been hanging out with her for weeks. I just like her better than you. Mm-hmm. Nothing you can do about it. She's just pretty and plain and you're great. And Cassie's boring. And I just want to be with her. I'm so in love with her. Like, okay, chill.
Yeah it could have kept to the show's lines a little bit more, the tropes of just like, this relationship wasn't as far along. He didn't even have to say like he knows like which one person, like as far as she knows, it could be, and yeah, just letting you off easy before the final two, then she's not spoiled on the season as well, going back and just protecting it that way. And yeah, they were kind of at odds, so it's not like she's going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you and Cassie, which it almost seemed like he wanted that kind of reaction. Like, oh, I wish you guys the best. And no, you're not going to get that there. So.
No. And Tayshia, I think we had two ends of the spectrum of reactions with these two breakups. Tayshia was very like, well, okay, like this has been great. Blah, blah, blah.
Consoling him, really.
Yeah. Where when we move on to Hannah, are we good to move on to Hannah's breakup, or yeah, do you have anything so. Else? So Hannah hadn't had her one-on-one, her whatchamacallit date yet. Mm-hmm. So when he showed up at her door, she was almost expecting him to say, hey, I sent everyone else home.
Yeah. Or
you're
like,
the one.
Yeah. Or like, hey, surprise, we're going on a hot air balloon at 5 a.m. or whatever time, or we're taking our date right now, or, you know, like those surprise dates when you're not expecting them. So she had a very different reaction. So it was a little more like twisting the knife when she wasn't expecting it. But again, you know, that was his decision to not take her on that date. But it seemed like he was even questioning it while he was breaking up with her.
Yeah. And I liked Hannah in the breakup. Like, she was very confused and said, well, why? Like, this makes no sense to me. Why would you tell me that I could be the one if I wasn't? And you told me all along that you thought it was going to be us in the end, and now it's not. And now I feel like shit. And why wouldn't you tell me earlier on? And mm-hmm. She was upset, and with good reason.
Yeah. And then he had to go and say, like, I thought it was going to be you, and kind of talking to himself. Am I making a big mistake? I hope I'm not making a big mistake. Kind of giving her more of those doubts and kind of playing with her emotions there. So, yeah, I like that she stood up for herself and just questioned him. But ultimately, you know, it's for the best that they didn't go on that date. But I think these are with a lot of what ifs. Like, what if they had gone on their date first? And
And she mentioned that in the After the Final Rose, like, hey, like, why couldn't you just give me that, you know, whatever, that chance? Mm-hmm. You know, what if Cassie never broke up with him? Would they still go on the date? Or, you know, what if it was Hannah that decided to leave? Would he chase her? And et cetera, right. et cetera.
Well, and then why didn't he just go full honesty and say, like, oh, and Cassie's not even in the picture right now? But
probably so he could avoid the, what are you, stupid? Like, obviously she doesn't want to be with you, so why are you trying?
Right.
But after, you know, after that dam is opened up of, you know, him saying, well, I'd rather be with somebody else other than you, would you really want to be with him? I think not. I think both these women would be like, okay, see you later there, bud.
Yeah. And he's even said to Hannah, like, you don't deserve to be a backup plan. Yet when he was leaving, he's like, oh my gosh, I'm giving up a sure thing, which was, we saw Ellie Lasher tweeted, like, that was definitely cringeworthy. Like, not the best phrasing.
Isn't like, I don't want you to be a backup plan. Like, isn't that from a movie or something?
Could be. Sounds like it. Yeah. You don't deserve to be any. Oh, what is it? He's just not that into you, like, consolation prize.
Oh, it's literally from the movie. He's just not that into you. Wow. Okay. Cool. Of course it is. Why wouldn't it?
Exactly. Oh my goodness. It's all, yeah. It all intersects here. So, let's see. How much do you think the producers tried to get him to go on this fantasy suite date with Hannah, just to see?
They probably didn't try that hard. They maybe mentioned it to him, but then realized that was kind of a lost cause.
They wanted to keep him on the show somehow.
Yeah, and they might have looked at it as like, well, this has never happened before.
That's true. Yeah, it's never happened before. I don't think it's going to happen again. I think they're going to put some, I don't know, parameters in place, or I just think they weren't happy with this outcome, but just had to kind of roll with it. I think they'll try to steer the course differently if they see these kind of signs in the future. Maybe like put Cassie's date last or something like that.
Yeah.
But who knows?
It was definitely interesting. And the next part is, I don't even know how to describe it. I almost don't even know what happened. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who did not watch, or for those of you who watched and are confused like me, after the breaking up, and mm-hmm. you can tell that he did the breakups on the same day mm-hmm. because he's wearing the same polka dot shirt. Then he changed into a horrific maroon shirt mm-hmm. that had salmon like inside
sleeves. Yeah.
That were like, I'd say 6 inches long, and it was not okay.
Like a color block thing.
This was the first of Colton's fashion offenses of this episode. Certainly not the last.
No.
Anyway, knocks on Cassie's door and says, hey.
She's still in Portugal.
Yeah. I bet they are like, yeah, why don't you just stick around just for a couple more days?
Yeah, your flight is already booked.
Yeah. Anyway, knocks on her door, says like, hey, can we go talk outside instead of in your cozy bedroom? I found a bench. And she's like, okay. And she says a combination of, I'm freaking out. I don't know how to deal with this. And is this real? And is this even going on right now? Approximately 45 times.
Right.
And then, so they sit and have a conversation on the bench. And I truly don't know how we got to, no, I still don't want to be with you because, like, I'm not sure, to, yes, why don't I travel to another different country and meet your family?
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, we're just going to take this day by day. I just want to, you know, I want to show you that you're the only one for me and just hope you'll give me a second chance. But then we don't need to get engaged. We can take it slow. But yet, oh, my parents are in Spain already. How about you? Let's go meet them. It was really weird because she just seemed like she was hit by a bus and didn't know how to get out of the situation.
Yeah, that's really what it felt like. She didn't. It's like she exhausted all of her resources of how to say no and why to say no. And then she just said, sure, you know what? I've never been to Spain. Let's go.
Yeah, because another thing was like on Monday's episode, Cassie was really absent from the whole thing. But then there was one confessional from her at the end where she was talking about going home. And she just looked so excited to go home. It wasn't like she was just like, yeah, like I miss Colton, but, you know, like, this is the right thing and I get to go home and be with my family. And now she's just like roped back in. And obviously the show wants to try to salvage the remaining content and the shoot days and draw this out. And it really did feel very drawn out when we get to the next night.
We could have done this in a tight 60. You cannot tell me we couldn't have done this in a tight 60.
Exactly. But no, they've got to still like have their fantasy suite and the family visit, which, you know, if you don't want to scare her away, like, why does she have to meet his family? But off they go. So how do you think the family visit went?
So Colton first, like, primes his family by saying,
oh, no.
She broke up with me. Oh, sorry. I didn't go with the, oh, yeah, like, I, you know, I'm no longer a virgin. Yeah. Oh, JK. Oh, why is that a joke?
The 80th mention of virgin. That time not by Chris Harrison, because he used it like every cutaway. He had to mention it somehow at the live show. But yeah, Colton makes a joke at his own expense. So we can't really, you know, it's his own fault at this point.
Yeah, I'm not okay with it.
No.
Anyway, and then so right before, oh yeah, so Colton says, hey, by the way, she broke up with me. She left and I ran away because I was upset and I'm a man child. But don't worry, she's here now and we're cool.
Yeah.
And his parents were like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not what you're expecting, but you get a free trip to Spain. So they're just meeting the one person and they obviously have a lot of questions. I don't know that they really allayed any fears for the parents, but the parents both got pretty emotional with Colton and just were really looking out for him. And I mean, what can you do? That's who he likes. So
yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they were secretly relieved. Like, oh, he's not going to get engaged or, you know,
probably. Yeah. Yeah. They probably are. You're right.
Yeah. That's how I would feel. So yeah, not much of consequence there. And then they sort of continue what would have been, you know, final two dates and have a condensed, like, oh, here's your fantasy suite and here's our like adventure date. I don't know why, if they probably had like two different itineraries to choose from, why go with the rappelling down a cliff to have a picnic date? Any thoughts on that?
No, I just don't understand, especially when that, like, the adventure stuff was kind of Tayshia's thing.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they were like trying to force like you know, there's studies that like, oh, if you do something like kind of adrenaline rush, it bonds you closer. Like if they're trying to like, oh, maybe if they do this, it'll like speed things along or get her to trust him more and feel more comfortable. But mm-hmm. to me, it's like not the most exciting TV. And, you know, if you're trying not to scare her away, she's not into that kind of thing. Maybe just go with like a really glam date. But that wasn't the case. It was really all about, for Colton, for the show, getting to the fantasy suite.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of glad that they decided to just do a fantasy suite here. Mm-hmm. I think it's reasonable and it makes sense for the path that these people are going on, that they didn't get that in their first try at the fantasy suite date.
Yeah. I mean, they really need a conversation off camera. Mm-hmm. With Cassie being so confused, and yeah, they played it up. We saw like them shooing the literal camera people away.
That was hilarious. It was weird, but I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, that was something different. So do you think we'll see more things like that going forward on the show, or is this a unique situation?
I think it's a unique situation, and it really did feel like everybody was rooting for Colton. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody in production. And so to kind of see them all together being like, go get him, buddy.
Yeah.
Was like funny. Right. I would be embarrassed to be Cassie, because I would be like, oh, I don't want people thinking about my various parts and where Colton's going to put his various parts. But I did think it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And, they like Colton just kind of like plays into it, but doesn't reveal anything that did or did not happen. But just the whole like, oh, our relationship is like on a whole nother level now kind of thing. I'm very happy. Yeah. Same thing you said with Tayshia, really. So, or that she said about him. So, just the show got what they wanted in terms of like Colton going into a fantasy suite and having like a cute confessional afterwards. Mm-hmm. So. And then we really kind of wind up back at the live show, right? And seeing where they're at, and the reveal is that they're still together. It was just
they're dating. Weird. Yeah. They're a couple. Wow.
There was no like way to like kind of put a pin on the season, because it's not anything typical of what happens. We didn't see any kind of even a faux proposal, like, hey, do you want to keep dating or something? Because they didn't, it was just like, hey, where do we go from here? Oh, let's see where this goes. So it's way more realistic. How do you feel about this result overall?
I feel pretty good about it.
Okay.
I'm not super optimistic about their longevity as a couple. Mm-hmm. Obviously I hope the best for them. But I just don't. They're still pretty young. I think this might be a situationship. I learned that from the Taylor Swift 30 Things I Learned Before I Turned 30 article on Elle. But it just doesn't... I don't know. Like, with some of the other couples, whether or not it's forced or whatever, but just, like, felt natural. And you're just like, oh, yeah, okay, this makes sense. For Cassie and Colton, like... they make sense, but they just don't feel super natural. Like, it doesn't feel easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Colton is obviously really into her, and that was the case throughout the season. And ultimately where that conflict came up, when she wanted to leave because her feelings weren't at that same level. And I think that was pretty stifling for her. And then she talked about feeling stifled in past relationships, almost like she had to change who she was, which can happen, especially like when you're younger and not as many relationships. So it's great that she identified that. But even in identifying that, I worry that is she still doing that for Colton? Because he just kind of was like, no, you don't have to do that. You have girls' night, I have guys' night. Don't worry about it. And it's like, yeah, it's probably a little more complicated than that. And I think she was just like, well, he says he's not going to do that to me, so I'll give it a try. But they're not planning to move in together. He moved out to LA, but yeah, maybe like situationally he wanted to be in LA, and you know, it's just kind of working out for now. But yeah, I do worry about that as well too. And then, they looked very cute together. She had a really mm-hmm. cute jumpsuit on. A lot of talk was about Colton's hair. Was that part of the wardrobe chases you're talking about?
Oh my God, it was so bad. Why? What happened? It's just like flat out. It was like everybody you knew in eighth grade, their hair, like what they look like.
No matter what year you were in eighth grade, it just.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. You would discover gel for the first time, and that's what happened.
Is it just bedhead, Haley?
What is he sleeping like like in a headstand?
I don't know.
It was like flat.
Yeah. Yeah, got people talking, so maybe that's what he's going
for. If I was Kathy, I'd be like, please, you can't walk out there like that.
Yeah.
And he said, oh yeah, I like it. I think it looks good. Okay, Colton.
Right.
Obviously your stylist was not helping you out that day.
Definitely not. Oh, and they had Air Supply there to play a concert for some reason because
okay.
we didn't have our private concert quota.
In case this two-night finale was not long enough for you, why don't we bring out Air Supply, who hasn't had a hit since 1987, who Cassie and Colton definitely have not heard of before.
Yeah.
When Chris was like, Air Supply, you could see the look in Cassie's eyes of like, I don't know who that is. Am I supposed to be happy? And like, why are they dancing? That makes no sense. This is not prom. Like, right. I don't. None of this was okay.
Yeah, and maybe if it was like the very end of the episode, like play us out or something.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
And then it's still why Air Supply? Why on The Bachelor?
Right.
Why now? For what reason are we doing this?
So strange. Also strange. Was both nights we had to have panels of the most random people to talk about with Chris what they just witnessed on TV. And on the first night, it was basically the runners-up to be The Bachelor, as well as Garrett. So Blake, Jason, Garrett, and then, of course, Ben, because Ben Higgins has to be, you know, there to talk to Chris. I had found out that they were supposed to be there to talk to Colton. So that makes a little more sense because they were on the season with him aside mm-hmm. from Ben, but Ben showed up on his season. So that might explain why it was really awkward at the end of the episode for them to just be talking to Chris about, hey, what's going to happen from here?
So why didn't they talk to Colton?
That's what I wonder, if he just was like, nope, not doing it kind of thing, like, or didn't feel comfortable talking about the other women, or, was going to give it away because that was on Monday night. Like, if he was just too obvious that, you know, he's happy or something. So mm-hmm. that could be. Or, yeah, they just were worried how it was going to go. But it was just very awkward. And then the next night they had Anyeka, Demi,
why?
Sydney.
Demi, yes, I get it.
Yeah.
So why are you choosing Sydney? Why are you choosing Anyeka?
And then Jason and Ben were back.
Why? And why was Chris there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Goose. Chris was
there.
He has
no connection to Colt. I guess they were on Paradise together, but... Oh, God.
So strange.
Wait, were they on a season? Were they on Becca's season together?
Yeah, I guess they were. I don't think they got along.
No, what's going on? This show has just fried me to my core. I'm broken.
Yeah. Was there anything notable to you about Colton when he had to sit down with Hannah and Tayshia?
Totally. I mean, I think everyone handled themselves pretty well here. I think Hannah got to ask the question she wanted to ask. It really felt like she didn't have closure.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like maybe she got that. Tayshia did feel like she had closure, but she was just trying to come out looking on top. And I think she did. She did a good job. So we're all fine.
Yeah, I like that Hannah called him out for, like, yeah, it was really hurtful to hear that you said that you were thinking of Cassie when you were with me. And he was just like,
she's right.
Yep. He's not very good at, like, allaying fears, I think, or just, like, making people feel better. I feel like other bachelors were a lot better about that. He's just sort of like, yeah, sorry, I did that. So I guess that's good for protecting his current relationship, but it was just usually they're a little more diplomatic about, like, no, like, we had a great connection, but he didn't say anything too strongly towards either of them after the fact. Probably the most exciting part for me of the second episode was when we moved on to next season. We always like when we can look forward to something new, something fresh. So we got the Bachelorette announcement. It did turn out to be the one that was rumored.
Yeah.
So how were you feeling about it when it was rumor? How were you feeling about it when it was confirmed? Are you good with it? Hannah B?
I don't even know how I feel. She is probably like not even in the top six of people who I would pick. Not because I dislike her. It's just in The Bachelor, she's shown herself to almost get overwhelmed in situations and not be the most eloquent speaker. And then she like reproofed that last night.
I think I was more excited when it was a rumor because I was like, you know what? It's nice. Like, she can kind of redeem herself. But then last night, she was just really flustered.
Yeah. And so I think I've landed on the side of I'm excited about her season because of what a mess she is. And, you know, one of the reasons I liked Colton's season was because he was a very genuine bachelor and he didn't try and fake anything for the camera. And I think Hannah's going to be the same way. Like, we're always going to be able to tell what Hannah's feeling just based on, it was like she wears her heart on her sleeve. So that should be fun. It's going to be weird. Mm-hmm. We've had quite the string of bachelorettes. It's always like the bachelorette has to be so super smart, super articulate.
Have everything going for them.
Yeah. Have a great job. Like, you know, beautiful. And Hannah, as beautiful as she is, and I don't doubt that she, you know, she has something going on behind the eyes, she's just different than Rachel and from Becca and, you know, from the last couple in JoJo and, you know, some of the last couple of women we've seen. So I think it's going to be a fresh and exciting season, and I really don't know what to expect from her as the lead. But I know that she's going to put herself in it 100%.
Yeah. I was listening to the Ben and Ashley I podcast, and Ashley I kind of identified her as like, it'd be like me being the bachelor. Like, she's like the first one that's kind of just a mess. And Hannah B calls herself a hot mess, whereas the bachelorette, the pastor, is so poised and just kind of classic, where you can see like, oh, they can really handle this and seem well suited for it. And you could really predict who is going to be the bachelorette, usually based on, you know, a few candidates every season. And really, Hannah B didn't come to our minds. We're like, well, she'll definitely be on Paradise with Kaylin. But we thought Kaylin or the other Hannah or Cassie, if Cassie wasn't chosen, or Tayshia. So pretty interesting. It's also a departure for them to pick someone who did not place in the top four, did not go to hometowns. So, you know, we've seen that in the Bachelor in the past when they go deep with like Juan Pablo. So hopefully it's not going to be like too much of a train wreck to do that. But she has gotten a lot of airtime throughout the season. So I think that's good that she's a known character. And I'm excited as well. It could be fun to see like the other Alabama Hannah show up. Demi maybe to show up because they were kind of a trio on the show to give advice or participate in one of those dates where they like meet the guys, you know. So there's a lot of potential there. And then we got to meet five of the guys. How are you feeling about them?
Trash. I don't want to meet the guys the first night.
You're over it?
I'm over it.
It was fun with Rachel. It was kind of a stunt, but now it's like a staple. And
And now we're getting a little too far with it. Like, I know she said it as a joke, but now we're handing out roses on night one.
Yeah, that was like, you could tell Chris was like, oh, we can do that. And but that kind of backfired, too, because she really didn't even know what to say. And nice for that one guy that got the rose, because he can like breathe easy the whole night and, you know, maybe have like a small target on his back. But yeah, that'll be interesting. And I think they're starting filming probably right now.
Today,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah. So I'm happy for Hannah B. Interesting, like, with the whole rivalry of Kaylin and how they, like, rumored that Kaylin was there to be the bachelorette. So that'll be interesting to see some of those dynamics on Paradise. Obviously, a lot of these women will probably be there. Other than that, anything else you want to say about what we witnessed these last two nights?
I don't think so. Colton's season, definitely not like the most exciting, but I think I enjoyed it. Like, it didn't really feel like a slog these last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just like the individual episodes, like the whole thing with like Cassie winding down was weird, but
yeah, like it could have been condensed for sure. But I feel like in some seasons I'm like, oh God, we're like, we still have so much to go through. I think I like having the women tell all in the fantasy suite in 1 week.
Okay. But in the opposite order, right? We didn't like how the order that they did it.
So I didn't like the order, but I think I like having both of them because then it feels like we're
winding down,
not wasting a week.
Yeah, not wasting a week, but it's just like bloopers and recaps and stuff.
Yeah, one time the women tell all, I think it was just like this summer, the women tell all was on like a Sunday, or the men tell all was on a Sunday, and then the episode was on a Monday. I think I'm here for that. That's give me that. Nice.
Yeah,
doesn't delay us, which we appreciate.
Exactly. That's always good. Yeah, so would you believe that I had Hannah B in my draft, so I even get the Bachelorette?
Oh my God.
So insane.
How many years has it been that I've picked the winner?
I know.
And I haven't won.
That is crazy, because you've got the winner, but
it's my first pick.
Yeah, in this unconventional way, she did get a fantasy suite eventually, but you know, we last out a week of additional roses. I had Tayshia, who had a fantasy suite, and the other Hannah, but she didn't have a date or a rose that week, so there's points eliminated there. But yeah, very strange. I don't even know how to handle it, but I'll take it. We wind up with Kirsten had her contestants eliminated a few episodes back when Kaylin went home, so she landed at 115. You having the winner as Cassie landed at 145.
She basically had a whole episode dedicated to her and only her, in which they kissed many times. Right. Yet I still couldn't catch up to you.
No.
Not even close.
There's no way to predict how this would end, and we didn't really have a contingency plan in place for this kind of turn of events. But yeah, at 224, there's like a good 80 point gap there. So there's gonna be you need a lot of people cast in Bachelor in Paradise in order to catch up to me, it looks like. So, and a lot of kisses. Although we don't count kisses there. So
yeah, but okay, so let's look at who you have on your team as definitely going to Paradise. Demi, Bree, Hannah G.
That's true.
Sydney.
Nicole, you probably crying.
Yeah, you have five people right there that are like guarantees. Mm-hmm. I have like Heather, maybe. Onyeka, maybe. Who's Caitlin? No, Caitlin's not there.
No.
And then
she'll show Kirsten up the last day, maybe. She'll be one of those like throwaway ones.
Yeah. And well, Kirsten has Caitlin and Courtney and Catherine. Yeah. And I don't know if Katie would be there. Kerpo might be there. Tracy is probably going to be there.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe the sloth will be there.
Yeah, maybe. But regardless, you have a bunch of locks.
That's kind of, that was like my only strategy, was really like, well, at least they'll get Bachelor in Paradise points. So I don't know. It's interesting. Oh, and did you think the one guy that was the last one that Hannah B met looked like Nick Viall?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we talk about him for the quickest second?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I'm out on Bachelor Lukes. I'm out. I'm done.
There were two of them, right?
There was two of them, and the first one was bad. He looked like he was going to murder her straight up on stage. Yeah.
The second guy,
Dustin or Justin. He's a Dustin or a Justin. Can't remember. Seemed fine-ish. Okay. The third one rapped.
Yeah, he got the rose.
Badly.
Yeah.
Please, for the love of God, if you are going on The Bachelor, you probably can't rap. So don't try. Hannah G, I know you released a video with E! Online of rapping that was really bad. You should be embarrassed. I'm so sorry.
It's part of her content creator goals. you know?
The fourth guy was 7 and a half. There was no way he was older than 21.
Oh, I thought you were like rating him on a 10.
No,
he's like 7 and a half years old.
10? That's illegal. I'm 27 and he's 17 and a half. Can't do that. He was the youngest person I've ever seen on this stupid show. And then, like,
and no. He could not crack a smile when they were standing there and he wasn't the one to get a rose. He looked like he was just pouting and going to have a tantrum.
Yeah, because he's used to making every varsity team in high school and he didn't this time. And then, last of all, Luke 2, who I didn't think could be worse than Luke 1. Yet here we are.
Yeah.
He opens. Imagine meeting somebody and then going with the line. I don't even know what the line was.
Yeah.
But it was like, I'm going to go down on you and do that forever.
Ooh. Which is. I blocked it
okay,
out.
Okay. It's fine. It's nice that you're willing to even out the score, as one would say, maybe. I guess it's good to go into a relationship knowing that your partner is willing to do stuff. Do you need to know that on national television the first time you've met this guy? I'd say not.
Yeah.
Are her parents watching this?
Right.
I would say so.
Yeah.
So... I'm not okay. I would have to say I'm not okay.
Yeah. Also, I did not like his suit at all. So just
no. It was a bad suit. It was a bad face. And get out of here. I'm done with Luke's. Do not bring me a Bachelor Luke anymore, because I'm not here for them.
Yeah, Luke Powell. Like, he started this bad trend.
Trash. We're all trash.
Yeah.
And I'm a prude. Okay, get it. Let me be.
Right. This whole thing of like the five guys coming out, it really shows how, you know, we talk about on the limo entrances, how sometimes some of them get kind of shuffled through. We don't see what they did. I think the show's doing a lot of these people a favor with not showing like how awkward or long and extended their intros could be. And I think that will benefit Hannah B as well, because she just had a lot of like, okay, should I say this? Where do I stand? Where do I turn? And they're either going to really show that a lot or they're going to edit her a lot. So it'll be interesting to see
edit,
how that works.
Edit. Before we move on to questions, I want to read to you the Instagram captions from Colton and Cassie's posts.
Oh, is Instagram working again? There was a whole thing today.
It's not, but I managed to get these posts out. Wow. I'm that good. So I'm going to read Cassie's first, and it's a picture of them kissing in a bathroom. Not where I would go with that, but okay. She says, I was going to wait until West Coast Air to post this, but I'm too impatient. So here it goes. The secret is finally out. Colton, you truly have my heart. Walking into this experience, I honestly wasn't sure that true love could come from it. It hasn't necessarily been the easiest road to get to where we are, but if that's what it took to get here, then every single twist and turn has been undeniably worth it. The last 4 months, just focusing on us, have been amazing, and you have become my best friend. You have shown me the purest, strongest love that any girl could ask for. You jumped a fence, took a risk, and challenged the rules to fight for us. I can't even begin to describe how lucky I feel to have you by my side. I'm so excited to see what is next for us in this new phase of our journey. I jump 1,000 fences for you. And like, I know that I love you more than words. Point blank. P.S. You still give me butterflies. Okay. And Colton's. Okay. Whatever I write will never fully articulate the feelings I have for you. You are the most incredible person whom I have ever met. You have the kindest soul and the sweetest heart. You've changed my life for the better and made this year the best year of my life. I can't wait for our adventures ahead. I have my best friend. I have my girlfriend. I have my future fiance. I have my future wife. But most importantly, I have you. Let's do this thing they call life. Together. Forever.
One of these sounds a little more intense than the other in terms of like what's next.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what's next. Or like my future fiance, my future wife.
If I don't want to be referred to as a future fiance ever, I'd say.
Yeah, isn't that defeat like future wife, sort of assumed future fiance. Like, oh my goodness. Yeah. How do you think Cassie's parents feel about all this?
Could feel anything. I have no idea. I think they're probably happy she's happy.
Yeah.
And didn't get engaged. They're happy she didn't get engaged.
Colton did like make some weird reference to her dad at some point during this where it was like, what's holding you back? And he said like Matt Randolph or something like that. It was really this weird throwaway comment, but I think about them moving in together or something. So interesting. So that also reminds me, I forgot to mention that another thing we saw that was random filler was we got to see like part of the happy couple visits. But one part of that was Cassie showing Colton a video of her talking about her feelings for him. Like, that doesn't really bode well for their ability to like communicate in person.
No, that was very weird. That was strange. Very, very weird.
Yes. But one thing I would have to guess is that for Colton to choose Cassie, he must really like the way she smells, would you say?
Yeah, there's some serious pheromone thing going on.
Yes. And we have something very exciting to ensure that you smell your best that we'd like to tell you about. That is Scentbird. Haley, something we've both been able to try.
Yeah, I love Scentbird. I'm super excited about it. Have you ever had somebody come up to you and say, you smell amazing, what perfume are you wearing?
I want that for my life.
Me too. I don't leave the house, though. But sometimes I like to put a little spritz of perfume on just to make myself feel good.
Yes. I'm hoping that happens to us a little more often now that we've tried Scentbird. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. And it's a way that you can discover new perfumes or colognes without buying the entire bottle. You don't want to overly commit. Be like Cassie.
Scents. Don't get engaged to your perfume. Just, you know, date it for a while. And that's why Scentbird is great, because there's more than 450 designer brands for you to choose a perfume or cologne from each month. Prada, Tom Ford, Versace, Dolce & Gabbana, Cartier, Glossier, Gucci, Calvin Klein, and more.
Yes. Choose the perfume you want to try. They'll send you a 30-day supply, not air supply, but just a supply. That's maybe, I mean, you spritz it in the air, so.
I mean, yeah, it is kind of an air supply.
Yeah, that's 120 sprays.
Shit. Yeah. Please don't spray into your mouth.
No. Enough to apply more than 4 times daily for a month. And if you're not sure what type of scent you're looking for, you can sort and find your fragrance by brand, style, occasion, season, and more. So that's what I did and went through. So you can choose. Do you want citrusy, aquatic, woody, fruity, floral, spicy, or clean, flirty, elegant, sexy, classic, or mysterious? So there's something for everybody. And Haley, what are some of the ones that you've tried?
I'm trying to will spring into existence.
Okay.
Just like will it. So I got a lot of like fruity, like florally scents. One of my favorites was the Kate Spade In Full Bloom. I really like that one. I also got Juliet Has a Gun Anyway, and I like that one a lot. It's not a typical scent I would go for, but I'm so glad I could try it. And, you know, with Scentbird, I don't have to commit to a huge bottle of a perfume that I'm not like super sure about, or I think is only going to, you know, treat me well during the winter, not transition great into the spring and summer.
Yeah, you can change it up with the seasons. Each month, try something different. I liked Oddity by Rag & Bone. It's a unisex fragrance. And then kind of the same thing with you, that springy type with Romance de Provence by Catherine Malandrino. I really like the floral scents there. And we have a special offer. With this exclusive offer, just for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/batch. Use our code BATCH, that's BACH, for 50% off your first month. So again, it's Scentbird, scentbird.com/batch, for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on, smell amazing. All right. We also have another exciting sponsor to talk to you guys about, and that is HelloFresh. Haley, we've talked about them before.
We have, and I'm just getting hungry thinking about it. I've been trying to be good this month. March was like really my month to get into, you know, being better for myself. Usually like people start in January or like pick up in February. Like March has been it for me. So I've been trying not to like snack past 8 p.m., which is very hard for me. But if you have a great meal like HelloFresh, like you don't really need to snack afterwards because you just want to live in that meal forever.
You can have a legitimate dinner. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. And they couldn't really be simpler. They make conquering the kitchen a reality with deliciously simple recipes. That's something I need. The meal planning, the shopping, the prepping is all done. So like you said, you can focus on a healthier you, happier family, happier household. And the recipes are seasonal, delivered right to your door.
And there's three plans for you to choose from. There's classic, which I usually get, the veggie, which Amy usually gets, and the family one, which neither of us gets because we don't have kids.
Wah, wah.
You know, and you can switch between those plans too. So if you do have a family or you're just very hungry that week, get the family plan. And it enjoys fun menu features with HelloFresh's dinner to lunch, which I'm a fan of because I always want leftovers so I don't have to think about what I'm going to make for lunch or have like a boring sandwich. Or, you know, fall victim to getting fast food, which I love to do for lunch, but I'd rather have HelloFresh the next day. And there's 20-minute meals, gourmet, and one-pot wonders.
Yeah.
So get out of your recipe rut and start cooking outside of your comfort zone by discovering new delicious recipes.
And if you like things to be fast, they can be even more efficient than getting takeout because all meals come together in 30 minutes max and they call for less than 2 pots and pans. So it's minimal cleanup, which is another great advantage for me, especially before we record the podcast or watch The Bachelor. What's one of your favorite meals that you've made with HelloFresh recently?
Ooh, I'm a big fan of the tangy guacamole like burrito bowl. It was actually like a vegetarian meal. But we found it really filling and delicious. So I love that.
Yeah, I tried grilled cheese and veggie jumble. It's almost like a deconstructed grown-up grilled cheese without the bread. What? So it's grilling cheese.
Ooh,
that's
I love
the kind of grilled cheese that it is. And it's with a cilantro chimichurri. So it's just really flavorful. There was sweet potato, avocado, tomato mixed in there. And super like bright and colorful. So that was one of my favorites. But I really have not been disappointed with anything I've had. And it's gotten me to try kind of new things and new flavor combinations, which is also a good thing. So if you are interested in trying HelloFresh, we have a great offer for you. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/Bachelor80 and enter promo code Bachelor80. So that's HelloFresh.com/Bachelor80 and enter promo code Bachelor80. Haley, you could deal with an extra $80 in your pocket, right?
I think so.
Yeah, this is like receiving 8 meals free or $20 off your first 4 boxes. So we're really excited to have these sponsors on board with us and the various sponsors we've had throughout the season. And we'd love it if you guys show them some support before we head on our hiatus so that we can be back.
So we don't get canceled. Although we might.
Yes. Just kidding, we're not awesome to have them on board. All right. It's also awesome to have our listeners on board with sending us questions.
Wow. So many questions this week.
Oh my goodness.
From Facebook, not Instagram, because it wasn't working today. So sorry if you tried. Them there.
Well, I guess some people have DM'd you, right?
Yeah. Some people have DM'd me. So sorry if you tried to slide into my DMs today with a question. Catch you next season. Mm-hmm. So many emails, so many tweets, everything.
It's awesome. All right. We'll start with an email. And where can people email us, Haley?
You can email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com. We're going on hiatus, yes. But I do not go on hiatus from checking my email. So if you want to send me cute pictures of dogs, cats, sloths, or any tiny animal, please feel free.
Nice. And maybe we'll remember to dig out that email when we come back for Bachelorette. So if questions come up. And you never know when we might have an off-season podcast that, you know, we need to break down something in Bachelor Nation.
We say that every off-season. How many have we done?
Like, we've done like
in
two.
Our 5 years. This is our 15th season of the Bachelor franchise.
It's crazy.
15.
Oh my goodness. That's unbelievable.
It truly is.
Oh no.
How did we get here?
We've done like our coverage is like a sophomore in high school. Oh dear.
I'm upset.
All right. This email is from Jean. Hi ladies. Please rank in order of most to least cringe. Tayshia and Colton's microphones picking up their heartbeats. Hannah's hands being a completely different color than her face. Colton thinking it was a good idea to tell Hannah that he was in love with Cassie while simultaneously telling her that he thought it was going to be the two of them in the end. And Colton and Cassie's dad having the same haircut. Please see attached meme.
Sorry, I didn't send the attachment to you, but they look the same and it's hilarious.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so obviously the most cringe is telling Hannah and Tayshia that he was in love with Cassie and yeah. not them. I guess in Hannah's case, he did tell her she thought it was going to be her at the end, but whatever. Yeah,
more mixed signals there.
Yeah, then I'm going with the heartbeats, then I'm going Hannah's hands, and then Colton Cassie's dad.
All right. I maybe would switch and put Hannah's hands last just because I didn't notice it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, self-tanner, it's going to happen, I think. Let's see. We have from Mafalda. Please comment. Do we think it's good to encourage guys to fight for girls who choose not to be with them? We saw Garrett and Jason romanticize this idea, and I suppose it worked out for Colton, but we also saw Hannah G saying she was waiting for Colton weeks after the breakup because she believed he would fight for her. Curious to hear what you think. That is a good point. We didn't mention that about Hannah, but she was kind of like, it reminded me of way back when Jason and Molly had that feeling like, oh, he's just going to come back and say it was a mistake. So Hannah was hoping that would happen, that she'd get the Lauren B treatment.
Yeah. So this is an interesting point that's come up all over the internet. How do I feel about it? It could set a dangerous precedent of women saying no, and then the guy, quote unquote, fighting for her when it's not like really fighting for her. It's just kind of like, you know, helping out their own ego. Mm-hmm. In this case, I can understand why Colton would be confused because she said, I don't know, so many times. And I'd like to believe that if she said no again, then Colton would let it go.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very unique dating situation. But also, don't freak out if someone breaks up with you and jump over a fence, I think, is the moral of the story.
Yeah, I don't love that he was not taking her at her word. I have to think that, because a lot of things he was saying did not line up. So it's either he's totally clueless or there were things that we didn't see that he's hearing more from her because he was so sure that she was in love with him. But yeah, I agree that if she had really didn't want to take him back that second time and she had said, like, sorry, I am just not that into you, that he would have taken that and he was fine to end the season without anyone. He kind of said that this always happens to him. Something bad happens after something good, but that he's become stronger for it. So it seemed like he still had an attitude that he could handle it if that was the case. But yeah, I didn't love that conversation with Chris Harrison when he was just like, no, I know that it's this way. It was just a little too much. And I was a little worried that Cassie might have just felt obligated to be back with him because he said that he basically ended the show. So there was no show without her.
Yeah, that was a lot. So, you're right. Didn't think about that.
Maybe she was just like, well, you know, I like my producer that I've been hanging out with and I want to go to Spain. So it could be that the more time she spent with him, she like got those feelings back or felt more secure because he had shown her that commitment. So yeah, it's a tough argument. All right. Haley and Amy, I'm not sure what took me so long to write. I'm such a fan of your podcast. I actually watch and laugh in advance as I anticipate your reactions to certain things. I'm writing to ask you about the great giant 8-foot wall that Colton leapt over in a single bound. As you can see below, Colton is squatted down before leaping, and he's only about a foot below that wall. So, is Colton 7 feet tall? Is a Portuguese 8 feet shorter than an American 8 feet? And where does this wall rank in comparison to the mountain Angelina had to scale in order to retrieve her immunity idol? Does TV just make these giant things appear smaller? I know it adds 10 pounds, but does it shrink things height-wise? From Melanie.
So good. This is great. I think you're right in that it's like an Angelina thing where it's as time passes, it gets a little more ridiculous. I think the wall was probably like a solid 7 feet. Okay. Because Colton is like a tall guy. Either way, I'm impressed. If he like, I'm like 5'3" and I don't even think I could jump a 4-foot fence.
Yeah, I think it's like the tall tail effect of like,
yeah,
the longer they're
literally
away from
the tall tail.
Yes, effect. Exactly. But yeah, if you see the screenshot, Melanie, you make some great points here. Hi, Amy and Haley. I'm still watching this monstrosity of a finale, but thought I'd try to get in a question before your pod deadline. No worries if I'm too late.
You're right on time, Andy.
Do you think they'll ever bring back a former bachelor bachelorette for a second shot at love like they did years ago? Forget the name. And if they did, who would you like to see come back? My vote would be for Caitlin Bristow because I think she's unique and fun and her season had some issues. So why not do a do-over? And Chris Soules, which could be a special Law and Order crossover where the one-on-one dates are all behind glass, holding a phone to their ears. Best regards, Andy.
Yeah, when I first read this and I saw Chris Soules, I was like, don't you know he's like not in a great place right now? And then I read the rest. I was like, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, you're just going for it. I love it.
Right.
I don't think they would ever do it again. Because what's his
name? They rumored Ben Higgins. That was the rumor for a while. Now he's in a relationship. But
yeah,
I think they would have with Ben because they just love Ben for some reason.
Yeah, I do too. Caitlin, I think they F'd her over a lot because she seems happy with Jason. But I could see that going over well.
Yeah, maybe.
But I don't think she would ever work with Mike Fleiss again. So
I've heard talk even like, would they go with like someone like Sean Booth? Which is not exactly the same thing. But they've done that before where the person chosen and then it Emily Maynard and then Jen something from way back Andrew Firestone season. What's interesting to me is that, you know, we've heard talk about, oh, they have Christina or Danielle from Nick's season and they've never done that with a bachelorette. Recently at all of like going to a past season.
They've like the only bachelors. One they've done was Emily Maynard, but it wasn't even like going back that far.
Right. So it was interesting because I felt like this was the year that they maybe could have done that because all the women were so young and it wasn't like there's a big consensus of who it could be. And instead they just went deeper into the season with Hannah B. So I would like to see it. I think it's interesting, but yeah, I agree. I don't think they would do it unless it was like a really big name and a really unique situation where they didn't have any strong candidates. This is from Kelly. Hi guys. So I don't know if anyone's noticed Jade and Tanner insta-storing themselves watching Survivor the last couple of months and Tanner saying it's his favorite show. Do you think there's any chance we could have our worlds collide and get Jade and Tanner on an RGP Survivor podcast? Surely since Tanner's quit his job and they've moved to Cali to be full-time social media people, they'd be wanting to make more podcast appearances and get themselves out there. Kelly. So we did have Caitlin talk to Rob way back when.
But I feel like Rob knew who Caitlin was.
Yeah.
I don't know if Rob would know who Jade and Tanner are.
You know what we should do? We need to get season 3, episode 7, Bachelor in Paradise on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Then
what? a brilliant idea. Okay, I'm gonna message Akiva as we speak.
Okay,
it's probably early enough in there. Okay,
so I think where is it? One time I was like looking that up, and I was like, that I wonder if that was a good season. And I think Jade and Tanner make an appearance. I don't think they're on that season, but they come in and advise Carly and Evan. So that would help.
Yeah,
the case. And then, you know, Rob's without the exit interviews, they kind of need,
yeah,
like,
you need some time to fill
more content.
Only 7 episodes of Survivor podcast a week,
right?
We need more.
I could see Tanner and Rob having a good chat about Survivor. I just wonder, like, yeah, how much he knows about Survivor, or if he could just do like This Week in Survivor, something like that. Mm-hmm. Or like a bonus podcast.
Yeah, I think a bonus pod would be a good fit.
Yeah. I would like to see, yeah, the worlds collide.
I bet we could do that.
They could talk about being dads.
Wow, how exciting.
Exactly. moving to Cali. Yeah. Interesting suggestion. Yeah, I was surprised though that they moved out. Well, I shouldn't say surprised, but it did seem like they were like happy in Kansas. Like they had,
yeah,
a huge house.
Yeah, I was like excited that they were living in Kansas and built this ginormous house. Like what they built in Kansas would cost like 70 times more in California, I'd say.
Yeah, I think so. Like that was really
hard
to leave.
Not sure about real estate prices there, but
yeah, are they like keeping that and doing like California for a while, or like part time each place, or do they really commit?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
And is like, I can imagine that that's not like a super long flight to LA though.
I don't think so. And Jade was from, I think, Nebraska. So yeah, I just thought they were kind of Midwestern, like gonna stay there. But I guess the lure of California and not having to report to a 9-to-5 is too strong. So might as well ride
but
it.
He
all
had a 9-to-5. He was like a
he did
car sales.
He gave it up.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. This, well, and they're probably gonna start. Jade already has a podcast. I don't know if he has one yet.
Not even in like my sphere because it's all about like kids.
Yeah. Bachelor, how many Bachelor alums now have podcasts? Because it's insane. I think like so many spring up once their contract ends.
Mm-hmm.
So we can only predict like who's coming up next with something. But let's see. This is from Twitter. At RealityFanPhase1 says, question for the pod. Have we ever seen this much of actual production members in a season? I wasn't around for the scandalous contestant gets with the crew member season. Maybe there were lots on that season. Actually, there were not. It was just all total vague. No, it was just like vague. Oh. Like, oh, I heard like with a crew member, but they never like, it was like they could barely acknowledge that because it was so like scandalous that they want to, like, this is all reality. You know, there are no people here. So it was just sort of like Chris like sternly like exiting her, like having her exit and being like,
yeah,
you know what you did kind of thing.
Yeah, so no, strange. This is definitely the most we've seen in a long time, especially since if we're looking at like Bachelor in Paradise, where they literally made it look like women were talking to small animals to get out of showing production. We've come a long way.
Good point. This is from at ThorFist7373. How would you rank Colton as a Bachelor now that the season is over? I started with Ben Higgins, and of the 4 I've seen, Ben, Nick, Ari, Colton, I think Colton was actually my favorite. Is that a super unpopular opinion? Hashtag RE2P, hashtag Bachelor.
I think it might be an unpopular opinion, but I feel like it being an unpopular opinion is an unfounded opinion. Hmm. Does that make sense? Like, I think Colton was a good Bachelor. He gave us everything we wanted.
Okay.
You didn't give us a proposal,
Haley.
I didn't. Oh no, but they certainly effed and filmed it, didn't they? For the promos,
oh, yeah. They did as much as they could, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So it's just like I thought he was good. I think I definitely agree with you. Ben was like my favorite, but I thought he did a pretty good job. I came out more impressed with him than I thought I would.
Yeah. Where would you rank those 4 then? Was Ooh. Ari the worst?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked Nick as the Bachelor, but right. he was just so different than Colton.
Yeah, and it's just now I'm just kind of over Nick, so I think that's like coloring my point of view, because like we loved him the first, like his first appearance, and then it was like too much Nick.
We got a lot of Nick in a short amount of time.
Yeah. He made it work for himself. This is from M. LeGault, 85. Question for you and Amy for your RGP Bachelor podcast. Is it a given that Colton will propose to Cassie on the beach during Bachelor in Paradise this season? Also, Demi is for sure on VIP, right? Who else do you think, and who would you be surprised to see?
I don't know if it's a given. I think he would want to, but I don't know if she would want to. Demi, yeah, obviously she's on Bachelor in Paradise. They brought her for two finale nights. We'll see her. Who am I not expecting to see? Well, geez Louise. They always pull out some first night boot from 3 years ago that I do not remember.
Totally.
So whoever that person is, that's who I'm going to be most surprised
I would be
about.
Surprised to see Peter, because he's been like that. The white whale that everyone wants to be on the Bachelor shows, and he never is. And as far as I know, he's still single and wanting, you know, some kind of media appearance, but I think he still thinks he's like above it. So I would be surprised. I've heard rumors that Dean might be back on. So
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That'll be interesting. Blake probably will be back on.
I'm not willing to let him go as a Bachelor yet.
Really? You think they I just think they keep going to the past season, although they didn't.
You know what's crazy?
Recently,
Colton was just on this last season of Bachelor in Paradise. Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
What are we doing?
So it could even be somebody.
He was on three seasons in a row.
He almost pulled a Nick.
Yep.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, Demi for sure. And I think it'll be very Colton season heavy. And then, those randos. From Facebook, Christina Richard, Cassie broke up with Colton and sobbed so he had to comfort her. Then he tells the other two that most of what he told them was BS and sobbed, so they had to comfort him. Baffling. But here's the question: how come everyone was all mic'd up when the fence jumping happened? If that was so unexpected.
Good question. I'm going to go with the theory that Chris wasn't there yet and they had to bring him in, and so that those shots weren't really together.
The conspiracy theory we talked about last week, that maybe
this was
delayed reaction, which is also why they couldn't find him right away, because it wasn't like they were like right on his tail. That would make sense. I don't know if some of them always have mics, or like, or if it's like the boom mics around them, you know? I don't know. But very interesting. Justin Feinberg, people all around would love to be the Bachelor or Bachelorette, but can you think of a worse fate in life than feeling heartbroken, wanting to be alone, and instead you find yourself getting accosted by Chris Harrison?
I really couldn't imagine anything worse, honestly.
Chris was rattled. He was like, I don't care to do that ever again. Gotta roll with it. Justin Feinberg also wants to know, how excited was Doug to see Jason back on TV again?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention this. Doug came over to watch The Bachelor with us, and he was very excited to see Jason. But then he was like immediately disappointed that we didn't get a season of Jason with some like Buffalo action.
Yeah, I know. I think Jason would have been a good Bachelor, but that was not in the cards. And then Justin says, the internet has not been kind to Colton for a lot of his journey, but did he just accomplish one of the single most badass things in reality TV history? Bear with me, because I'm actually not joking here. Like, he shut down production of one of the most popular and systematic reality TV shows on network television with 1 to 2 weeks left in filming, and all because Cassie's ass left him recreating Chris Underwood gifts. He ended the show and went from three women to no women, all in the time period between Cassie's fantasy suite date and Hannah's scheduled fantasy date. This is the first and probably only time I ever audibly yelled out, holy shit, to no one in particular while watching the show. Colton Underwood succeeded where Chicken George failed in BB1. I'm amazed. This truly is the most dramatic and interesting finale in show's history, as low a bar that may be.
What a great point. He really messed with things. And like, we've seen some gentle messing in the past. This is me name dropping Emily Maynard a lot. But she sent Ari home pretty early on in the final two, just so Jeff could have some good time. Mm-hmm. What else happened? I don't know. We've seen stuff. But this was like the most like, oh my God, he's doing this.
Yeah. And of the Bachelors, you know, we talked a lot about him being young and like probably chosen because he would do more of what production would want and kind of seem like the type that would kind of go along with it and really wanted to be a bachelor and have that whole kind of pageantry and acclaim in a way and fame seemed to be kind of attractive to him. And yeah, he got to the point where he wasn't going to go on and was stubborn about it and determined about it. And he could have easily just like finished out the season or kind of continued on and tried to get Cassie back into the mix with, you know, Hannah G still there, but felt that that wouldn't have worked. So, yeah, it was kind of crazy and hasn't been done before. And I don't think we will see it again. So it was very cool to watch and not anything I was expecting of how it would end. Let's see. Oh, and I did see a tweet from Caitlin Bristow who said that she tried to quit and they wouldn't let her. So I'm wondering if the difference is that, you know, it wasn't like Sean left the show. So like,
yeah,
she didn't, they were kind of like, well, he's still there. And Ben Higgins was talking about this on his podcast that, you know, you kind of know who you're going to pick when you get down to it, but you're never quite sure, or you want those other people there just to make sure, but it's sort of comforting to know like, hey, Lauren or whoever you're choosing is waiting for me at the end. So that's, so I can deal with this like discomfort in kind of leading other people on or seeing where it might go. Whereas he didn't have that comfort anymore of like, I think I'm going to end up with Cassie or I know I'm going to end up with Cassie. She left. So the producers didn't really have anything they could give him as like, hey, but Cassie's still there, like just hang in there, you know. So
yeah, totally.
Yeah. Caitlin really got screwed. She didn't get to go on Dancing with Stars.
No, she got real screwed.
Yeah. Emma Rose. Chris Harrison just said, or will he remain a virgin forever at the beginning of the final episode? So where can we really go from here?
Emma, I don't know. And I don't want to repeat this again.
Kristen McInnes was tracking how many times. Did you see the final count? I lost track, but it was,
she wrote it down,
double digits.
She said 20.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And that was just in the second episode.
Yeah. Jeffrey Goldstein, why is there a menorah behind them?
I have no idea.
Where was that?
I have no idea.
I didn't notice
it. It was in Spain. It was right before the fantasy suite. I did notice that. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Well, they were filming it probably around that time, right?
Oh, yeah. End of the year. Yeah.
Caleb Doherty, is Chris Harrison questioning his life choices tonight?
No, he seems to be like reveling in this.
He's really invested in Colton's virginity. Yeah. Melanie Novak. Wouldn't it have been the best moment of television ever if Cassie had refused his final rose?
Yes, but I think Cassie is way too concerned with how other people think of her to ever pull something like that.
Yeah. Will Holston. Did Tayshia speak so slowly in her interview with Chris because the show told her to fill time?
How did they need help filling time?
Yeah.
They had so many stupid fillers.
Right. Well, Holston, will Cassie eventually end up pregnant and married to Colton simply because she can't think of a good excuse not to?
It's possible. That's for sure.
That's true. And then he also says, why did production put Tayshia up in a swanky cabana in Portugal when Hannah G was forced to stay in what looked like a Motel 6? Yeah. Tim Shields, which Bachelor or Bachelorette finales were more boring than this one?
Ooh. I would think that the boringness of it was that it was so drawn out and it was unnecessary.
Yeah.
What other finales were boring? I feel like Chris Soules was probably boring because it was in Iowa. Sorry, Iowans who live in Iowa.
Right. Yeah, there are some boring ones, but I think it's all like those middle seasons that I can think of. I don't know, Becca's finale was kind of boring, right? Like she broke up with Blake. Mm-hmm. Sad, but we kind of knew where it was going. Will Holston. Which of the men that Hannah met tonight is most likely to have pooped on the floor of his office? Never forget, this is how we met Lincoln. Oh my God.
I would say Luke 2 or Luke 1.
Jeffrey Goldstein, who would you give the preseason rose to?
I would ask for all of them to be sent home and me to get a do-over.
The guys that show up for this, it's never like, I mean, I guess Blake was in it, Dean was in it, but usually it's never like someone that goes far. I don't know. Or it just doesn't seem like they're picking like the ones that they think will go far. I think they're just looking for people that have some kind of cringeworthy entrance planned.
Yeah.
And then Will Holston, or that was Will's, Jeffrey Goldstein. Oh my gosh, I'm like losing my place.
Sorry, there's a lot of Will Holston because I'm a Will Holston fangirl. Yeah,
of course. All right. This is from Will Holston. I was just on the wrong line.
There's so many from him. I'm sorry.
You can't choose. They all get the preseason rose. Is there any more perfect justice than Kaylin going on BIP and having to romance one of Hannah B's rejects? Oh my gosh. That
truly
is crazy.
No, that is amazing.
Wow. Did not put that part together. So funny. And Kirsten McInnes. Can you believe they only mentioned the word virgin losing virginity 20 times in the second episode? Oh, perfect. I was just looking for this info. We have it.
It felt like 500.
Yeah, it really did. And then will the first controversial unearthed tweet made by one of Hannah B's contestants be racist, sexist, homophobic, none of the above, or all of the above?
Oh, it's obviously not none of the above.
No.
I think it will be homophobic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. We're not doing that as part of our draft, though.
No, we're not. I refuse.
No. Christina Zaccardi, how do you guys feel about having a less than polished lead? On one hand, her awkwardness tonight was quite possibly the most I've ever related to a member of the Bachelor franchise, but it could get old if she ends up being completely unable to express herself.
Yeah. Right now I'm excited about it because it's so different than what we've gotten in a very long time.
Mm-hmm. I think it could be fun to kind of watch her become more comfortable with it over time. And maybe like the certain guys will help her feel more confident, and it could be a fun journey, as they say. But yeah, I agree. I totally related to her being like, what do I do now? And like kind of talking to the audience, like, oh, what'd you guys think of him? You know, so cute. Mandy Rhodes Billings, is Roll Tide the new virgin?
Probably. Sorry, Jim. We're going to get over it quickly.
Yeah. What is going to be like her cat? Like the, you know, how it's like, the perfect Ben or whatever the catchphrase or something that they have to keep saying, do the damn thing. Is
the beast is back.
The beast. Yeah.
I don't know.
Is somebody going to show up night one dressed as Belle from Beauty and the Beast? Because she's the beast.
Oh my God. That's funny. No, they're not smart enough.
Oh, okay. Justin Feinberg. So, who actually won the season? Hannah G, because she, chronologically speaking, was the last person standing. Tayshia, because she technically reached the farthest point in the show's proper process. Cassie, because Colton chose her in the end. Hannah B, because she's the next bachelorette and will likely end up with the most Instagram followers from this experience. Or us, the viewers, because after years and years of overhype and endings highly telegraphed by the edit, the show spoiling itself, or the front pages of your favorite grocery store tabloids blasting reality TV spoilers for public consumption, the Bachelor franchise finally delivered on Chris Harrison's promise of the most shocking and dramatic season finale ever.
Okay, let's not get wild and crazy by saying this is the most shocking or dramatic season finale ever, because I don't think it was. What it was, it was unexpected. And it was surprising-ish, but it wasn't out of the realm of possibility. It wasn't like he was like, you know what? I've got to marry Kirpa. Right. Like, that would have been surprising.
Right. I think somehow if it ended where she didn't take him back or something.
Yeah.
Or if they got back together and then she broke up with him after the final rose or something else. But I think because it ended oh, they're so cute, then it almost took away from all the drama in a way. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas I have to go back maybe to Brad Womack, where he didn't choose anybody. That was truly shocking when for the second person, he's just like, I can't give you this rose. That has not been done before or since. Let's see. Or switching, totally switching and proposing to one person, which has happened twice. Still is shocking to me. But
yeah, those are both more shocking, even if, for Ari's season, we expected what was going to happen, but it doesn't mean it wasn't shocking.
Right. And this is from Garrett Mock. How much time do you think went by between Colton breaking up with Hannah G and the aired conversation with Cassie? Based on the way they were acting, it seemed like they had talked before already and that some time had passed. Did you get that sense?
No, but now that you say it, I kind of oh yeah, maybe, because she wasn't, I feel like she could have been more surprised to see him, but I don't know. I would say that the Cassie breakup happened, let's say Tayshia's date was on a Monday. Mm-hmm. I think Cassie's date was on a Wednesday. The breakups were on the Thursday. Hannah G's date was supposed to be the Friday. Mm-hmm. And the conversation with Cassie was Friday.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. She wasn't overly reacting to it, but she did seem very shocked by what he was telling her. So I think maybe it's just her personality to not really, she doesn't really play up to the cameras. And I think maybe she could kind of tell that, oh, they keep they're filming me packing and doing all this stuff, or they seem to be staying a longer time. She hears a knock at the door. I think maybe she just mentally prepared herself and was like, oh yeah, he's probably just trying to get closure or something like that, because I think, didn't Becca do that with Jason?
No, I think they just broke up in the middle of the day.
Okay, but
they had a conversation. I have no idea. He
gave her a scrapbook, and they were they just had the closure conversation or something.
If that happened, I have zero recollection.
Yeah, I could be making it up, but where it's just sort of I think it's just Cassie. I don't think the show would want them to talk beforehand.
No. Right?
All right, that's it for questions. You said you watched with Doug. Did he give you any takes?
Sort of, but he mostly wrote them down. I kid you not. He had 7 pages of notes.
Well,
they're not line paper notes. It was my grocery list, the notepad I write that on. That?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But still, it was a lot. I was hoping he would just leave them there and I could just read all of the notes. And he said, no, I have to edit them down. Can you believe all of these takes that Doug sends me are edited down versions? Wow. Can you imagine? Anyways, it was fun to have Doug over. He says, I feel like the Algarve chores and board really got ripped off here. They showed one shitty lighthouse and then chased around Colton in the middle of the night. They didn't even show any of the fun stuff at all. Though on that same note, that same tourism board should start an attraction to see, or to allow people to see if they could jump over the fence. What a great idea.
It is. It'd be like the new Blarney Stone. It'd just be like a little tourist trap.
Do you think the fence would break? There would be hand maybe. Holes?
Yeah. A lot of graffiti on it.
Yeah. The best line of this entire series was Chris Harrison, when Chris Harrison said, maybe she's just not that into you.
Yeah.
He had a lot of savage moments this episode.
Oh, and that's the line of the show that had the consolation prize line. But yeah, anyway, of the rom-com. It's just, right? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
How many takes do you think it took before Garrett managed to say something smart instead of some alt-right shit?
That's what I couldn't get over. I was like, wait, Garrett is the one saying, like, yeah, but, like, listen to what she says. Like, she, like, has a decision to make here. So.
Yeah, I think Becca has helped him out in the past year.
I think so. She is a PR professional, after all.
Good point.
Maybe she could help Hannah B. She could be her coach on the side. Media training.
But yeah, she needs that. How did it, whoever is her like beauty queen coach, not getting great Yelp reviews.
Yeah. That's on the spot. I mean, I don't know.
He also says, I have also been to Mallorca and they didn't show any of the cool parts of it either. If I ran the show, things would be better. We'd go to more cool bars and spend less time talking about whether Colton would be a virgin forever. Why? Oh, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Well, I mean, that would be nicer for us, but yeah, you know, the show has things it's got to talk about.
Yeah, it's never about us on this show, unfortunately. No. Why the hell did they have Chris the Goose on to talk about Colton's virginity? He doesn't even like Colton, is also a literal bag of shit. I don't think he's a literal bag of shit, Doug. They should have had Kerpa on to gloat about knowing Cassie was not ready. However, to scrub any memory of Chris, could you please do an impression of what Clay would have sounded like discussing Colton's virginity? Because it's Clay, you have to make it extra awkward by using... I'm not using... one of those words, Doug.
Yeah, I've heard Colton is a virgin, which is crazy because we're both football players, and I was a football player who was not a virgin, and I got lots of touchdowns, if you know what I mean, and I made it all the way down the line and on four downs and field goal and tackle and safety. Is that good enough?
That's reminding me that I think like I had heard that there was like a football player virgin on the season, and I totally thought it was Clay when I saw like the packages. It's like, oh, that's him. Yeah.
How come the guy from Air Supply has the haircut of a 75-year-old woman who just doesn't care anymore? Also, how many bands turned them down before they had to pick Air Supply? I guess the Baja Men must have had another engagement. How did they land on Air Supply? I need to know.
I mean, I saw people on Twitter saying it's because the song they were singing was Making Love Out of Nothing at All, and that's what the show was trying to do for two episodes.
Wow.
But I don't think they're that smart. So my other theory was that they had a contract with them to like perform in Spain or something.
Interesting.
And they had to like get them in there somehow.
Anyway, it made no sense. Like, I've been watching this show for so long, and this was one of the most perplexing things I have ever seen on The Bachelor.
It doesn't fit like the style of performers that they have. It's usually like these are unknown, but usually it's like an unknown country singer, a solo artist. It's strange.
And Doug's last take. I can't wait for Hannah B's awkward season as Bachelorette. She's vulnerable, real, and super funny. Roll Tide. With that said, if I were the Bachelor this season, I would have picked Hannah G. There we go.
Get Doug producing.
That's Doug for another season.
Do you wish it was Hannah G, Haley? Now that we've seen more of Hannah G.
I think she could have been good. We finally saw some like more personality from her. I wish we would have seen that throughout the season. Maybe we'll see that on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, I think so. I think because she wasn't shown much on the season, then I would have been disappointed in the choice. Yeah. It seems just cliche to go with like the quote unquote, even though she wasn't technically a runner up, she's like the default runner up. Mm-hmm. So yeah, well, this brings us to the end of our coverage.
I can't believe it.
It's just crazy.
We made it through another whole season.
I know. And then in a couple short months, less than 2 months.
Yeah.
Bachelorette is back.
It was like May 13th or something. It's early this year.
It's weird.
Usually it's your long weekend.
I know. It's usually after Memorial Day. So what's behind this?
torture?
Yeah.
Maybe they want more weeks of Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, gosh. Or more weeks where the contestants can see the guys on the season? I don't know.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they'll give us a break in between.
Oh, that'd be nice, but I doubt
it. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's been real.
It has been real.
It's been unreal.
Oh, my God. We need to go to bed.
We do. At least I can go get a snack.
Yeah, I have to go to bed.
You might have to break the rule.
I can't do it. Oh, I've been so good.
Oh, good.
I've been not drinking on school nights.
Okay.
Not snacking after 8.
You've been doing yoga.
Yeah, every day.
When do you usually do that? Morning?
No. I do not get up any earlier than I have to.
Okay.
I work from home a lot, so I wake up at 7:25 to start working at 7:30.
Perfect.
So usually when I'm done work. And I've been trying not to drink pop at lunch or at all during like the week. That one's been the toughest for me because I love pop. I can't help myself.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You gotta allow yourself things that you like.
Yeah.
It's all about balance.
I'm trying to I've been good at cutting it back. But you know, once a week, usually during lunch, I'll have one. But
yeah. That's awesome. I haven't done any of that kind of thing, but you know,
I mean, I'm shocked I'm doing it. I have a bridesmaid's dress I need to fit into in May, so.
Ah, exciting. All right, well, I'm excited for you on your journey.
Oh my God, no, this is not a journey.
Until May, when we will reconvene.
Yeah.
To see Hannah B's journey.
Can't wait.
All right.
Can't wait.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening and keep it tuned in. Subscribe to the Wrap Ups Network. And
yeah, you'll be getting podcast. Our finale, not this finale, but the Top Chef finale coverage too next week. And then I'm really on hiatus. And then you can keep up with me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_ and my blog, strongtakes.ca.
Perfect. And you can keep up with me at RJP Recapper on Twitter. All right. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.